Long before Sherlock Holmes, a celebrated Chinese detective was cracking complicated cases in the 7th century. That legendary sleuth, Judge D, lives on today in movies, operas, plays, and crime novels. And as Judge D tracks down his villains, he helps to inform ordinary Chinese people's understanding of law and justice. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
In the latest movie from veteran Hong Kong director Choi Hak, a young man named Diren Jie befriends a prison medic. He is amazed that Di seems to know everything about him, even though the two haven't previously met. Di explains that it's all about deduction. The first rule of sleuthing, Di tells the medic, is that you need a photographic memory. The second is that you need to closely observe people's speech and facial expressions. D doesn't mention it, but in his case, you also need top-notch kung fu skills to whoop the bad guys and deal with the occasional sea monster. I asked Choi about how he tries to portray D in his films.
So we wanted to see how much we could exaggerate his persona, basing the story on the historical background, while creating a heroic figure from our mind's eye.
The real Judge D actually served twice as prime minister during the Tang Dynasty under Empress Wu Zetian, the first woman to ever rule China. Zhang Guofeng is an expert on detective literature at People's University in Beijing. He says Di is famous for having a close but rocky relationship with the Empress and for counseling her to scale back her ruthless political purges.
The Empress was trying to consolidate her political power. She had many opponents, so she employed a lot of brutal officials who would extract confessions through torture and accuse people of plotting rebellions. But Judge Di would often correct the miscarriages of justice she caused.
Zhang says that stories about Judge D were passed down from generation to generation by oral storytellers, and they still are. Wang Fengchen is a young storyteller who performs both in traditional tea houses and on the radio. Here he performs for us a section from a story called The Nail Murders. In this scene, Judge D orders a coroner to re-examine the body of a victim whose cause of death is not clear. Especially examine the deceased's skull and nostrils. Yes, sir. The coroner knew just what to do. He slid the forceps into the man's nostrils. He gently turned it when all of a sudden, his forceps bumped into something. He delicately pulled out the object to examine. Sir, look! What is it? The oral stories were not written into a novel until the 19th century. Whether it's an opera like this one, a TV drama, or a movie, all of them interpret and embellish Judge D's stories, adding to his legend. But Professor Zhang Guofeng cautions us that D is part of an ancient legal culture that's incompatible with any modern rule of law. Traditionally, China never had a distinct legal profession. The real Judge D was actually a county magistrate who functioned as detective, prosecutor, and judge all rolled into one. And when D couldn't get his suspects to confess, it was standard procedure to torture them until they did.
The popularity of this kind of fiction shows that China still has a long way to go to achieve the rule of law. The idea of the upright official is not about relying on the law. In the end, it just represents a reliance on officials to solve problems.
In other words, the hunger for justice that makes Judge D stories so popular won't be satisfied until heroes like Judge D are replaced with impersonal laws and institutions. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.